Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW Original Podcasts.
The James Beard Foundation heads to Philadelphia next week. They chose this city as one of the cities where they're hosting one of their Taste America events. Amy Alexi of Tallulah's Garden speaks to me about the big gala event on November 1st at the Fittler Club, and Porta chef Caroline Huff tells me about the accompanying less formal event called Raising the Bar, which takes place on Wednesday, 2 days prior. So what does it mean to host James Beard? I spoke to these two chefs to find out.
When they reached out, I have no idea what to expect. I just said yes, because you don't say no to James Beard.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at Porta, 1216 Chestnut Street. The James Beard Foundation is coming to Philadelphia for Taste America and for Raising the Bar. And they are having a big gala here in Philadelphia to showcase the city. So they're doing two nights. The first night is Wednesday, October 30th, and the second one is Friday, November 1st. The first night, they'll be here at Porta with Chef Caroline Huff, and the second night at the Fittler Club. Let's first of all talk about Raising the Bar, which is what you're hosting, Chef Caroline. Tell me a little bit about what is happening.
So Raising the Bar is a great James Beard Foundation event that we're hosting for the first time in Philadelphia. It's going to be a bunch of different local restaurants in the area. It's going to be focused on sustainability, and we're going to be cooking some great food and giving out some great cocktails as a celebration for James Beard to be in the city.
So this is the fourth time that James Beard is coming to Philadelphia, but the first time at Porta.
Yes, absolutely.
So wait, what was your reaction when you heard the James Beard Foundation wants to come to your restaurant?
I was so excited. I couldn't believe that Porta was chosen. And so we're really excited to be part of the event, especially to have so many people in the restaurant.
Can you set the scene for us, for people that don't understand what it means for the James Beard Foundation to choose your restaurant for their event?
So the James Beard Foundation is so huge for chefs in the entire country. So we're so excited to have such a prestigious event and such a prestigious foundation to want to be part of our restaurant. It's amazing to have just amazing people here to experience what Porta is and for us to really showcase what we do here and what Philadelphia has to offer.
So the event that's happening on Wednesday, October 30th is called Raising the Bar. What is that?
So Raising the Bar is going to be an event for restaurants to showcase their food and their cocktails. It's all about sustainability, and it's really just a great welcoming for the James Beard Foundation into Philly this year.
So it's a fundraiser. People can buy tickets.
Yes, people can buy tickets online, and then all of the food and cocktails are going to be part of that ticket.
So how's it going to be set up here at Porta?
The restaurants are going to be in all different stalls throughout the restaurant. Porta is going to be on our pizza station, which is fantastic. And then all of the other restaurants will be throughout the space here.
So for folks that haven't been to Porta yet, this is huge. Tell me a little bit about this space.
So our space is gigantic. It goes two storefronts wide, and then we have a mezzanine as well. So we actually have three different dining rooms, three different bars. So each area has a totally different set, one a little bit fancier, one very rustic, which is kind of more of the Porta culture, and then one upstairs that has a little bit more of a refined feeling to it.
Because it used to be a Chestnut Street furniture store?
Yes, it used to be some furniture store. I don't remember the name of it.
You need a lot of space for that, is the point.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when the James Beard Foundation folks reached out to you, like, did you know what they were expecting?
When they reached out, I have no idea what to expect. I just said yes, because you don't say no to James Beard.
What are you expecting to get out of the evening?
I'm expecting to meet some really wonderful people and to really introduce more people to Porta. We've only been here for a little under 2 years, and so we're really excited to reach out to the community a little bit more and get a lot of people in the space.
How many other restaurants will be represented here for Raising the Bar?
We will have 11 other restaurants are going to be in the space.
Where does the name Raising the Bar come from? Why did they choose that name?
So Raising the Bar is all about making cocktails be more of the focus of the event. And so it's going to be cocktail forward with lots of great food that's going to complement all of the cocktails.
How can you get tickets?
You can buy tickets online. They're $75.
All right. So then they're taking a break on Halloween, which is the 31st. And then on the 1st, they're going to have the big gala dinner with Amy Alexi. So Amy Alexi of Tallulah's Garden, Tallulah's Daily, and The Love is one of the co-hosts that is going to be at the Fittler Club with the James Beard Foundation on November 1st. Fittler Club is at 24 South 24th Street. What happens at the gala?
This night is amazing. We think it will be like the dream team of chefs. We open at 5:30. Tickets begin with a wonderful reception hosted by Mark Vetri, hors d'oeuvres and drinks galore. And then we move into a night where we have four incredible chefs doing a reception and a cocktail hour. And then we move into a seated dinner. So it's really just a gorgeous seated dinner. Lots of the wonderful chefs of our region. It's an evening where you'll definitely want to eat dessert. We'll have an incredible dessert reception and just a whole night of culinary adventure.
Why do people get so worked up about the James Beard Foundation coming to their city for Taste America?
I mean, the James Beard House is just, it's not only prestigious and iconic in a society that has mentored the culinary greats of the world, but it's also a very intimate organization, which does very small things for food sustainability and mentoring culinary staff. So it's really a special thing because it works with the guests, it works with the culinary community, and it works with the greater country as a whole.
What does it mean for Philadelphia to be chosen as a Taste America city?
I mean, I think it endorses that we're killing it in Philadelphia, and we have such an incredible group of restaurateurs and chefs and front of the house experts, sommeliers, and the gala on November 1st will really showcase just this fantastic scene of the culinary greats in Philadelphia. It's a night where you'll be able to meet everyone who's cooking in Philly.
Like a who's who. Aside from being there, who are the superstars?
So we have all of the greats of the city. Mark Vetri, Michael Solomonov. We have Anj Branca. Jen Carroll will be there. Our fantastic chef of Tallulah's Garden, Charles Parker. It's really a collection of greats.
These are award winners. Yeah. These are people that have gotten a lot of recognition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I really, when people like me come out to cook for these events, I mean, we really bring the best. Our idea is to kind of go on the road and do our very best because we want to impress the guests that are purchasing tickets for this event. I mean, it's kind of our night where it's a change of scenery, and we really try to bring it because we're there with our peers, and we want to show them how, you know, how great we're doing, and we want to impress the people that are coming.
What's the atmosphere like behind the scenes? Mm-hmm. When you're with your culinary peers that you're friends with, but you also want to show off, is it a competitive atmosphere? Like, what's it like?
No, I mean, I think it's casual to some degree. It's nice because when you're, you know, off-site, you can always have a glass of wine or a nice beer or something like that. So that's fun. But it's fun. It's we don't get it in our business and industry. We don't get enough time with our peers. So it's a very joyous time, you know, to be able to cook together and to talk about what we're cooking and seasonality and what we're doing in food. So usually it feels like it's too short and not often enough.
So the people that come to this event, what do you hope that they get out of it?
I would love for people to be able to chat about what's going on in Philadelphia and exciting things in Philadelphia. I hope that all of the guests eat wonderful seasonal ingredients that night. You know, we want them to have an incredible, fulfilling dinner for sure. We'd love to raise awareness about the James Beard House. They're doing some incredible good food projects for sustainability, for seasonality, and bringing some of the great culinary mentorships program forward. I love to talk about those things with the people there, and I hope to be able to interact with all of the guests.
And people will say,
right?
We love Tallulah's Garden.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, that's a fun thing, you know? And it's nice, you know, we get to feed a lot of people, you know, and it's an extra night. So.
And this is a fundraiser, so can you tell me a little about that?
That should be fantastic. We're selling incredible tickets that are wonderful packages. You can do a VIP ticket that includes, you know, coming to the reception and chatting with all of the chefs. Maybe if you're a home cook or an insider chef and would like to meet all of the chefs, you could do that then. We'd love for people to buy VIP tables, and we just want to support the James Beard House, because to be able to go on like this, it's something that we want to support.
How much are tickets? Where does the money go to?
The money goes to the James Beard House and all of these endeavors and programs that they run through the James Beard House. And through the restaurants, we see lots of association with that. We see them helping interns, you know, helping restaurants grow in awareness and cool programs. Tickets can be found at jamesbeard.org, Taste America. And there's a variety of tickets, but we have incredible VIP tickets for $650 that include really cool things, like even a great bag of gifts where we're making neat things for and stuff like that.
What are some of the surprises? Are they secret?
I think there are secret surprises, yes, definitely. But things that are related to Philly. So we really want it to be a Philly thing. You know, being at the Fittler Club, it's an amazing space, an amazing art collection there. And we want it to feel like, you know, it's a Philly weekend where you're really tasting what's going on in this city. And, you know, we want to cultivate people to participate in the James Beard membership program so they can do this years to come.
All right, Chef Alexi and Chef Huff, as we get closer to the event, what are you most nervous about?
For me, I like things to go perfectly. So for me, I want everyone to be on time and to be there. It's not easy to bring a night of 300 people with, you know, 20 incredible chefs together to all do their own little piece and to make sure every little chocolate tart and every little Brussels sprout is perfect. It's a very discerning group of people, so I want things to go perfectly.
What are you most nervous about?
I'm most nervous about just having so many people in the restaurant that are, you know, big hitters in the city to really see how they enjoyed the Porta experience.
What are you most looking forward to?
Same. I'm most looking forward to having so many people in the space and to really show off what we're doing here and to introduce people to Porta and to meet a lot of great people that are going to be here.
Are you already prepared for all the beads of sweat?
Yeah, I've already bought everybody headbands.
And what are you most excited about?
I mean, I love eating everyone's food. You know, as a restaurateur, I don't get to eat everyone's food all the time. So it's fun to go into events and be able to nibble myself and, you know, check out what everyone's doing. You know, I'm usually inside the restaurant.
What goes into coordinating 20 chefs?
There are tons of work. I mean, just, you know, asking people to commit their time and energy is really difficult for these fantastic participants. So, you know, just trying to compel people to believe in the causes of the James Beard House and the mission is one aspect. And then, you know, incredible hosts, like, you know, being able to have Mark Vetri hosted at the Fittler Club. You know, these are big efforts that they're putting forth. So some great collaboration.
All right. Taste America takes place Wednesday, October 30th and Friday, November 1st. Tickets can be found online at
jamesbeard.org/Taste America.
Amy Alexi and Caroline Huff, thank you so much.
Absolutely, thank you. Awesome.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.